To most people, the idea of longing for death sounds strange, even disturbing. But the saints often expressed this desire. Today, Padre Pio explains how these saints felt on the inside. Stay tuned to hear his wisdom.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. We're grateful to all those who quietly helped this apostolate continue reaching souls through Padre Pio's spiritual legacy. Today's story may touch your heart in ways you did not expect. Today we turn once again to the wisdom of Padre Pio found in his letters. This passage comes from Padre Pio of Pertlicina, Letters Volume 2, and it's written to his spiritual daughter, Raffaelina Cerase. In this letter, Padre Pio reflects on something that sounds almost strange to our ears. The desire to die, but not out of despair, but out of love. Let's listen to what he had to say. When St. Paul said that for him to live is Jesus Christ, he goes on to say that to die is gain, because by his martyrdom he will bear solemn witness to Jesus of his love. He will make his union with Jesus indissoluble and increase the glory due to him. What do you say, Raffaelina, about such talk? When worldly people, who have no notion of supernatural and heavenly things, hear such language, they are inclined to laugh, and with good reason, for as the Holy Spirit tells us, the unspiritual man does not discern the things that are of God. Poor creatures, they have a taste for nothing but mud and earth. They can form no conception of beatitude which spiritual men say they experience in suffering and dying for Jesus Christ. How much better would it be if, instead of expressing astonishment and ridiculing these things, they were to recognize their own guilt and admire with silent respect, at least, the loving enthusiasm of those whose hearts burn intensely with divine love. Now, just notice what he's saying here. Padre Pio knows that this sounds foolish to someone who does not share our faith, and he expresses pity for them, because if you've never tasted anything beyond what the world offers, then you've never really tasted what is truly good. But here's a question for us who do believe. Do we understand this language, or have we become so comfortable with the mud and earth ourselves that we quietly think the saints were a bit extreme? Returning to St. Paul's desire to die and unite with Christ, Padre Pio says, his desire to depart from this body is seen by him as more beneficial to himself, and he ardently yearns for this as much as any righteous soul can ever desire to be united with his God. Was not the holy apostles' sentiment perhaps the desire which also animates all the righteous souls? In fact, dear Raffaelina, such souls turn their gaze continually towards the heavenly homeland. They are constantly longing to depart from this exile to be united with Jesus Christ in the heavenly union. They hasten the arrival of this hour with groans and sighs, with prayers and ardent longing. But since God does not always receive their aspirations in the manner which they desire and understand, they bear the weight of this present life for the sole purpose of pleasing Jesus in this matter also. However, they never cease to make use of God's gift and to win souls for Jesus, because of the love that burns in their hearts. To worldlings, it seems incredible that there should be people who suffer because they see their life prolonged by God's providence. Yet, this is the story of the saints. Padre Pio describes the saints as people who are, in a sense, homesick. They live in this world, but their hearts are somewhere else. They long for heaven, but not out of despair, not because they hate life, but because they love God. And perhaps this is where many of us struggle today. We believe in heaven, we pray for heaven, Yet the worries, responsibilities, and distractions of daily life can make it difficult to keep our hearts fixed on our true homeland. Many people quietly carry spiritual burdens, longing to grow closer to God, but unsure how to deepen that relationship. Becoming a protected child of Padre Pio is not simply about supporting this apostolate, it's about becoming part of a spiritual family united in prayer, entrusting your intentions and loved ones to Padre Pio's intercession, and walking together towards the same heavenly destination the saints longed for. If your heart is being drawn towards that deeper spiritual companionship, you can learn more through the link below. And then Padre Pio goes deeper, showing us what these souls experience on the inside. From the atrocious pains suffered by just souls, and seeing themselves far from their center, we may form a feeble idea of what these souls experience in being obliged to satisfy the more essential needs of this life, such as eating, drinking, and sleeping. And if God, in His mercy, does not hasten, especially at certain moments and on certain days, by a kind of miracle, to prevent them from reflecting while they are performing these daily acts which are so necessary, they suffer torment. Their suffering is so extreme in performing even one of these obligatory acts that I can tell you without fear of being mistaken that I can only compare it to the agony endured by those martyrs who were burned alive and thus offered their lives to Jesus in witness to their faith. Those who consider the comparison exaggerated regarding the suffering such people endure in satisfying their everyday needs, I beseech our most beautiful God to give them a taste of this kind of suffering themselves. Now, I'll admit, when I first read this, I had to pause. Padre Pio is comparing the pain of longing for God to the suffering of being burned alive. And he even says he's not afraid to make that comparison. It makes you wonder, how could he be so sure? Well, I think it's because he himself experienced that longing, the pain of being separated from God. Souls like Padre Pio love God so deeply that anything less than full union begins to feel like a kind of martyrdom. So, what do we take from this? Maybe just this. Don't be concerned if you don't yet understand this language, but don't dismiss it either. Ask the Lord, little by little, to give you a heart that truly longs for Him. Ask for the grace to live in such a way that you're not afraid of death, but also not too attached to this life. Thank you for spending this time with us today. If this reflection touched your heart, please subscribe and continue journeying with us through the spiritual legacy of Padre Pio. And if you feel called to become part of our prayer family as a protected child of Padre Pio, you'll find more in the link below. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you.